track, cattle track, cattle trail, either way.
Cattle crossing.
It says on the
mostly a path or a track or trail.
And the place in the city where the pedestrians walk next to the street, that's the
sidewalk.
Have you ever, do you have these places in residential areas where you'd have some grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Is that called anything?
I don't know.
No. That's another difference that I've run into. Uh-huh. And where I'm from, people call that the tree lawn.
A tree lawn?
Tree lawn.
Huh.
Never heard of that?
No, I really haven't.
When, you know...
It makes sense. I mean, were trees planted along these areas?
Whenever I had to mow the front yard, you know, and my mother would tell me, don't forget to mow the tree lawn, too. Uh-huh. You know, all over. Huh. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a boy were walking around out in the country and he passed a farmer's cornfield and crows were in the cornfield getting after the corn, he might reach down and pick up a...
shuck of corn.
Or just a...
rock or what? Throw it?
You ever heard people say anything besides any other way of saying that other than just
chunk
throw
it?
Chunk it. Yeah. What about, if you have somebody come over to visit you, you might tell them to sit down and make yourself...
at home.
Talking about putting milk in coffee, drinking it that way, you might say that some people like it
with cream. Or, yeah.
How do you drink yours?
With cream.
With cream.
I don't. You, see, some people call it. What do they call it? Like white coffee or something like that. But that's not anything you'd hear around here.
Well, how would somebody around here order his coffee if he didn't want anything in it?
Black.
Ever heard any other expression?
Mm-mm.
Straight?
No. You know what? I hear that more as something a little stronger.
A little stronger. Have you ever heard anybody order his coffee barefooted?
No, never have.
Okay. This expression, say if somebody's not going away from you, you say they're coming
toward you.
And if you just happen to meet somebody, that you weren't looking for. You might say, well, I wasn't looking for so-and-so. I just happened to run
into him.
Run across.
I always say run into him. You can say run across if you want to.
Okay. What if a child is given the same name as his father, you say that the parents named the child?
After him.
This animal that barks, you call it a...
dog.
What about a type of dog that's not a pure breed? It's, you call it a what?
Mongrel.
Call it a mongrel. Is there any...
or something else. There's something else we call them, too. Besides the Heinz 57. Maybe that'll come to me. Just an old...
mutt.
Yeah. Well, I'd say just an old hound dog, but hound dogs are specially bred. They're not of... it doesn't come to me.
What about, is there any general term that people around here use to refer to a tiny little dog that, you know, yaps a lot, barks, gets under your feet? Say, that's just a little old. ever heard people say, that's just a little old feist dog?
I was going to say feisty, but I haven't really heard them call that. The things I've heard them call are usually profane.
Do you, when you think of feist,